We're Alive, a story of survival.
Chapter 46, Under Pressure.
Part 3 of 3.
What is that? I felt like I did it.
Come over here. Come over here. When you were near Ground Zero, I think that's the same gas in there now.
But it doesn't affect you either?
No, I guess not.
I don't understand. Where did it come from?
The bodies. When they start to break down, several in there are doing the same. No wonder it's been so dangerous to do any tests on them. You get a small dose of it every time you're around a dead body. Who knew Colonel Kemet was actually right?
Well, does this mean you can figure out what it is now, since you know you have it?
Honestly, I don't know. I've had samples for a while now. Victor and I went over and got some. I may be able to run some of the samples from what's decomposing, but there's something else.
What is it?
Where the other gas comes from, at Ground Zero. It wasn't a constant stream, more like bursts, pockets rupturing. The tunnels where Michael's looking? Oh, I wonder how deep they could go.
You think that's what's at Ground Zero? More tunnels?
They'd have to be much older. And how deep must they be that no one's discovered them before the outbreak? As deep as the fault line?
What, like the gas was already underneath Inglewood? Like it was here this whole time?
How long have these things been here?
You make a sound? You're done.
I won't.
Over here, behind the ridge. Got the telescope?
Yeah.
There was a cabin we spotted in the distance. It was completely dark and absolutely no movement around it. Riley set up her scope at the top of a small berm and looked out over it. We were losing the light fast. We could see it was empty.
Shit. This is it, right?
Hold on. There ain't nobody here.
That's just what it's supposed to look like.
Okay. Sit tight. Says it's supposed to look like that.
Should we get closer?
Yeah, I think he might be full of it. Come on.
Leave him?
Well, he's handcuffed to the chassis. He's not going anywhere.
All right.
Shit, stop. Look, right there, it's a bear trap. There's a few. Careful.
Maybe they are using this place.
Still. No cars. It's a long way for someone to walk. Come with me. This way.
Right behind you.
We took our time, moving left towards the small cabin. We were sure not to misstep and give away where we were. But as we got closer, it was very clear there was really no one inside.
It's unlocked.
Here. There's nobody here.
Doesn't look like anyone's been here for a while. The shelves are all stocked, though.
Yeah. And some guns, too.
Tada!
He's out of the car!
Careful, we just stab more bear things.
I see him!
Got caught in one of their traps, huh?
Please, help me get it off.
Yo, you're lucky that one didn't snap right through the bone.
Please, please.
How did he get his handcuffs off?
I picked it. What do you think?
Cuff him again before I pull him out.
Here, just do it. No, please, please, get it off.
Hey, how did you do it? Tell me. I'll leave that thing on.
I fell on a piece of metal in the road and kept it. It worked. Now, please. Oh, God! No, no. I think you're wrong. I think it's broken.
Good. Won't run away now.
Well, just get it back in the truck so we can grab whatever might be useful inside.
Oh, please. It's bleeding really bad. I don't know if I can walk.
How long will it take us to get back? It'll be pitch black by then. Too risky for headlights. This fucker got us stuck out here.
Fine. Help me drag his ass into the cabin. Spend the night.
I don't care if it hurts, just hold still. I should just let you bleed out. But are you sure about the fireplace? What if someone comes?
Oh, I have the feeling no one's coming. And no one's been here for a long time, huh?
Maybe. Ow.
Well, he just wanted to put us in a situation where he had a chance to get away.
What else could I do? How long could I go telling you the same thing? You just don't want to believe me. You don't want to hear the truth.
And what is that?
That she's moved on. Left. And if she is still in L.A., then you won't find her. She's crazy enough to think that I might even be helping you. So anywhere I know, she'll avoid. She doesn't trust anyone. Sound familiar?
You tried to run from us.
Yes. Yes, I did. You know why? Because you dragged me behind your truck. You just keep on thinking that what you're doing is any different than her.
That should do it.
So, wherever you led us, just some wild goose chase like here?
These are all real places we used, or would have used. I didn't know if she would have actually been here. It was a possibility.
He just wasted our time.
No, look around this place. Take whatever you want. It doesn't have to be for nothing. Lots of good stuff. Just check under that floorboard.
Wait, could be a trap.
Here. You mind? I'll do it then. See? A secret stash. Take it. Take it all. I don't care.
There's a bunch of ammo here.
Just be careful.
I am.
Holy shit.
What? What is it?
It's Macallan. Fine and rare. 1926. This is, like, super expensive.
Wait. Is it poisoned? Could it be a trick?
No, it's still sealed.
Then I'll try it first to show you it's not. If anything, it'll help with the pain. The boss stowed it here. This was like his getaway place in case something ever happened. Always wanted to try $70,000 whiskey.
That's how much? Oh, then it must be good.
I don't know. I thought we weren't gonna do, you know, that anymore.
How can you not at least try it? After a day like today?
All right. I'll get some glasses.
Hey, Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Top you off?
Thank you.
Hey, don't mention it. So, for the biodiesel, that's all I need to do?
Yep. Not too hard. I wanted to do it, but yeah, that didn't happen. We didn't have the resources to have a full crop of anything. They weren't really long-term planners.
Hey, Riley. You all right? Taste okay?
Mm-hmm. It's not that. I'm just disappointed, that's all.
Hey, we'll find Scratch. This doesn't change anything.
And if it's any conciliation, I hope you do.
Now that's not just the whiskey talking, is it?
Oh, God, no. Trust me, none of us liked her either. Hug you one day, cut your throat the next. Literally. That actually happened. I understand your anger towards her.
Are you saying that you did nothing either to us?
No, not really. Came close once or twice, but never pulled the trigger. I was more of a behind-the-scenes kind of guy.
What time is it?
Well, it's about 9. Maybe we should hit the hay soon. You gotta find something to chain you to.
Yeah, I want to get up early and get back so we can call the others. Focus so much on him, I forgot about everyone else.
Oh, yeah, I'm right.
What is it with you?
We should get into that right now.
Why? Because he's here? No, if something's the matter, just spit it out.
No. Now's not... No.
It is something. What is it?
This isn't the time.
But...
Just come on.
But, tell me right now, what are you keeping from me?
I can't.
Is it about back home? What? Did I tell you something? Yes, you had that look on your face when you got back to the Jeep.
Not now. Not from him.
I don't care! Tell me now! Why does everyone keep things from me? It's just like... No.
Please. Don't ask.
Just tell me! Tell me now!
She's... During childbirth. Baby's okay, but she's gone. Happened the night before when we were staking out this guy's place. I couldn't say anything before because I didn't want to tell you like this.
They tried to call us on the radio, didn't they? We missed it.
Wait, Lizzie? The blonde? Tall? Green eyes?
How do you know her?
We had files on, like, everyone.
You're lying.
No, we did. At least from what that Kalani guy told us. Wait, you know about that guy, right?
I've read all the journals. He never said anything about her.
Oh, he didn't?
You were at the furniture store, weren't you? That was you who did that to her.
Oh, shit.
Now, hold on. I didn't actually do anything. She was pregnant. That makes sense. She was sick then. Nothing happened.
How do I know that's true?
I swear.
Riley, put down the gun.
I didn't get a chance to do anything.
But you tried.
No, not really. Doesn't matter. She's dead.
Riley, stop!
Oh, just figures. So typical. Look, you're all crazy. You think you're so different from her, but you're not.
Hey, everyone, let's calm down. Let's just step back.
Oh, right. How does this end well for me, huh? We share a bottle of whiskey, and we're all of a sudden friends? Right. Once you're done with me, you'll just kick me to the curb.
Why wait?
Riley, stop! He's our only lead right now.
No, he's got nothing.
Put it down.
If I had anything left, I wouldn't be caught dead telling it to you anyway.
Just keep going.
It's a shame. She's going after little pegs. I'm sure she would have had fun with you, too.
He's only trying to push you.
You made things this way. You are all so stubborn, just like your friend.
Yeah?
Riley, put it down.
You know what he said? When we were there, with his mangled body, he had enough strength left in him. And you know what Angel said? He said, fuck!
Riley.
It's not worth discussing now, is it?
Give me the gun.
You think I'm going to hurt you?
Let go.
I'm fine. I'm fine.
Let go. Okay. Yeah, there you go. Come here.
7 p.m. We were setting up the last camera. We had run-ins with one other lone wolf 2 setups ago, but nothing happened. This last one was different.
All right. Camera's in place.
Hurry up. This is the last one.
I'm going to run the wire through the window to the other. What the fuck?
What? What is it?
The building's full of dirt.
What?
Look at this. They're hiding it all. Smart fuckers.
Hold on. I hear something.
What is it?
As I rounded the corner, I could see another one of those things coming out of a building. The doors were hanging off, and I could see the tunnel entrance inside. This one carried a large sack, filled with what looked like dirt.
This is it. We found another one.
No way.
Position it towards here. Saul.
Moving in now. Where do you want it?
There's a fence there. Put it on that.
Got it.
As Saul moved closer, so did I, trying to cover him. But with every step closer to the entrance, I felt like the air was being sucked right out of me. I think Victor was starting to smell it too.
Michael, the air, it's like ground zero.
It's coming out of the entrance.
I'm fine. So let me do this. I can get closer.
As Saul neared the tunnel, 2 normal biters covered in dirt came out and walked towards us. They didn't recognize us or show any hostility. I kept my distance, as did Saul. We tried not to draw any attention, and then he came out of the tunnel. Randy. I immediately went to raise my rifle, but stopped when one of the normals started to notice me. If I fired, we'd be done in seconds. I wanted to shoot so bad, but couldn't. Saul finished with the camera and started to come towards me.
Mike, that one looks like...
What do I do?
Stand fast.
Shit!
At once, Randy moved towards Saul and was behind him in seconds. I moved my rifle up, but was blocked as the two in front of me screamed and lunged. I sent several rounds through them and dropped them to the ground. Victor trained his 50 cal at Randy, but couldn't take the shot. And neither could I. Randy was now right behind Saul, grabbing him around his neck, pulling him away from us. He used Saul as a shield as he backed slowly towards the tunnel. Saul struggled, but it was clear that Randy was stronger.
I can't get a shot!
I can't! The gas!
We can't let him go!
Every step I took closer, I found it harder and harder to breathe. Randy was now almost to the entrance of the hole. He was about to go when he looked right at me, bared his teeth, and sunk them directly into Saul's neck, pulling him back into the black of the tunnel.
Join us again Monday for the next episode of We're Alive. And now, a word from our sponsors. Starring Jim Gleason, Nate Gies, Shirley Jordan, Constance Parn, Otto Sterk, Scott Marvin, Claire Doden, Brett Newton, Elisa Elliott, Tammy Klein, Jane Lehoch, David Pevsner, and I'm Michael Swan. Written and directed by K.C. Wayland. Produced by Grayson Stone and K.C. Wayland. Composer Daniel Burkov Hopkins. Series artist Ben Hosack. Editors Grayson Stone and K.C. Wayland. Zinterns Lauren Kroom, Ray Husky. Voice cutter Brent McLean. Print editor Elisa Elliott. Line producers Grayson Stone and Blair Wayland. To find out more and for a full list of cast and crew, please visit our website at wearealive.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook for all production-related updates and future projects. Thank you for listening to this audio theater for the mind by Wayland Productions.